The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Joining us in the studio today is Garda Jennifer Carrig. Good morning, Jennifer.
Morning, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. And is Bray, you're based in Bray, is Bray the numbers expanding there that I hear?
Yeah, I'm one of the sergeants in community policing in Bray, and I'm replacing John Fitz this week.
Oh, I've got you tied down as a guard. Congratulations on your promotion.
Yeah, so Wicklow got really good news. The last intake that came out of Templemore, Bray District got 6 new Gardaí, and Wicklow District, well, it's now called Wicklow South, got 3. So it looks like 9 to the county, which is the most we've received in a very long time. So it's really kind of a positive message of how serious they're taking policing, obviously in rural areas, and now that our numbers have increased, it's...
And what difference will that make now to day-to-day work?
Yeah, yeah, huge difference, because fresh blood is always great. They're the members that are out in the beat. They're the members that are out, you know, doing enforcement, just like that policy, I suppose, that they're talking about in the Examiner today. Obviously, it hasn't been set in stone yet. We don't know how it's going to look or how it's going to be worded, but the more numbers, the better. It's all about enforcement, and the more people we have doing that, it's a positive for Wicklow as a county.
Yeah, and do you notice, you know, an attitude of change on the road? Do you think people are take more chances, or are they always in a hurry, or what?
Well, I travel the M50 every day because obviously as a guard you're not allowed to work where you're from. So I'm actually from Kildare, and when COVID was here, I think we all felt it was lovely. The roads were empty, and it was great coming to work. But for me, I totally agree with your previous caller that I've definitely seen a change in behaviour and rudeness, and people are more angry. Look, enforcement is key. Obviously, as a guard, I'm biased, but I think enforcement is the only way forward. Laws have always been there. As a guard myself, I've always felt that the laws were adequate of what I needed to do policing. But definitely, the more people out there, the more visibility. If you look at different policing policies across, like, I suppose, Europe, even America, they always say it's like, did you ever see in America they had a cardboard cutout of a Garda car? And they said that compliance increased by, I think, 80%. So, like, visibility is key. So let's hope that the numbers keep increasing and we can see better enforcement.
Right. What's on the news this week?
So in relation to ongoing reports of suspicious approaches to children in the Greystones area, I guess I just wanted to reassure the public that the Gardaí are following a different line of inquiry. And after an intelligence-led operation, a man was arrested this week in connection with incidents and charged and bailed before the courts. Due to the fact that it is an ongoing investigation, obviously I can't really elaborate more, but it's just to kind of give people a bit of peace of mind in Greystones that an arrest has been made and somebody has been charged for some of these offences.
Very good. Anything else in the news?
Just Operation Uplands got launched this week on the 8th of April by Superintendent Sheriff and Inspector Colm Corrigan. The aim of the operation is to disrupt the movement of criminals travelling around the Wicklow area. It's, I suppose, we're trying to be strategic where the checkpoints and patrols are going to be placed. There's a lot of scenic areas in Wicklow, as we all know. It is the Garden of Ireland, and we're trying to make sure that people are safe when they're up here, like going for walks, and that their vehicles are safe. Because unfortunately, we always see a huge increase of car thefts and thefts of vehicles up at these car park areas and these scenic areas. So we're going to see that the operation is focused on community engagement and awareness, and there's going to be much more patrols and checkpoints up at these kind of scenic areas. One of the things is we ask that if anybody is a victim of a crime in these car parks, that they report it as soon as possible, because it's really important. Time is of the essence if we want to try and get items back. A few pieces of, I suppose, crime prevention advice would be: don't leave valuables on show in your vehicles. Make sure that you've closed your windows and locked your vehicle. Sounds really obvious, but unfortunately, often a lot of these thefts are opportunistic and people have left their cars open. And especially if you have a load of children and you're all, you know, frazzled trying to get your pram out and then you forget to lock the car. Consider parking where there's CCTV or lights if you can. Maybe even install a tracker. If you've no immobiliser, which is with some of these Japanese import vehicles like a Toyota Aqua, we'd say, like, try and have a steering lock or a chain on your vehicle and secure your number plates, because we have seen where number plates have been taken or cloned and used in other offences.
Really? How do you do that, though? I mean, the number plates are there.
I know. Oh, you wouldn't be able to, like, they're so innovative, the criminals. But yeah, no, reg plates, we, like, at different times you would see reg plate thefts and cloned reg plates as well. used an awful lot. But yeah, no, these are just little tips to try and keep your vehicle safe if you can when you're up there.
Right, very good, Sergeant Jennifer Carrig. Thanks very much indeed, Jennifer. And we'll see you again soon. Thank you very
much.
Morning Show at East Coast FM. We'll hear from the cool scientists very soon.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.